Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Maddie Bolaños in Fresno, and here are the stories we're following. The City of Clovis and Central Valley housing advocate Desiree Martinez settled a landmark lawsuit this week, forcing the city to make affordable housing more accessible to its residents. The city agreed to six major changes, including creating a local housing trust fund with nearly $2 million from the city to assist in development of affordable housing. The city will also make it easier for developers to build affordable housing by deferring or waiving fees for qualified applicants. The Sierra is glittering white. Over the last week, recent storms have added up to 4 feet of snow to the mountain range. KQED climate reporter Ezra David Romero says the state's snowpack has made a comeback.
California's snowpack is now 86% of average for this time of year. It's more than doubled since early January. Andrew Schwartz leads the UC Berkeley Central Sierra Snow Lab.
We were in pretty bad circumstance earlier this year, and we've really kind of clawed our way back into being a decent year.
Schwartz studies the snowpack daily. California often swings from extremely wet to very dry. But this year, with the help of a couple more storms, it's looking like it will be right around average, which hasn't happened since 2016.
To be around average is kind of nice for once, because we're not worrying about our water resources, but we're also not worrying about so much snow that roofs are collapsing and businesses are shutting.
An average water year is good news for ski resorts like Palisades Tahoe. Extreme storms prevent people from accessing them, but February storms brought just the right amount of powder. Patrick Lacey is with the resort.
This has really helped out our snow totals. Right now, we currently sit at 225 inches for the season. We're sitting pretty right now.
As that snow melts in the spring and summer, millions of Californians in the state's vast agricultural industry rely on that water. The next potential for snow is early next week, and that storm could drop as much as a foot of snow in the Sierra. Katrina Hand is a National Weather Service meteorologist in Sacramento.
But it's still a few days away, so we are still fine-tuning those details. But at the very least, I would encourage people to just plan ahead for some wintry weather over that late Sunday through Tuesday timeframe.
While the snowpack looks like it will be average this year, climate scientists warn that spring heat waves are its biggest threat. Just one heat wave can melt a large portion of the snowpack. For the California Report, I'm Ezra David Romero.
And now another in our series on finding community in California. The Rogue Festival in Fresno's Tower District showcases local talent through improv, comedy, and storytelling. This year, the festival will host nearly 200 performances over the course of 2 weekends in March. One of them is a performance of the novel Late Homecomer by Hmong American author Cao Kalia Yang. It's a story of belonging and community in a new country. Hmong American actor Jasmine Vang brings this story to life on stage. Before chatting with Jasmine, she shares a glimpse into her performance.
Before babies are born, they live in the sky where they fly among the clouds.
I start by asking Jasmine what the late homecomer means to her.
It is such a familiar story to every Hmong refugee that comes to America. My parents, you know, my grandparents, they all traveled here, and having Cao Kalia's story on a stage or even a book makes us feel seen. It's really empowering. The main storyline between Cao Kalia's The Late Homecomer is that she and her grandma builds this relationship. And in the last couple moments, she watches her grandma make rope out of plastic bags. And so I went to my grandma's house because I was like, I don't really know how to make rope out of plastic bag, but I need it as a prop. And so my grandpa was doing it, and he's really nitpicky about aesthetics. And so he was like, this is not good. Like, let me use a different kind of bag. And he taught me how to make rope, which was really cool. It's a little different than what I wanted, but just having those moments with my grandparents or just with my grandpa too is like, it's great because, yeah, he's so meticulous about like the things that he creates. And so that was really dear to my heart.
Can you define what Hmong American is to you?
Honestly, I think it's the ability to reclaim it now. Because we're, you know, a stateless nation that have just gone through a lot of erasure and displacement. I think being in America now, we really have the chance to define it for ourselves. And that's what I'm most excited about. It is honoring the history that we have, you know, our clothes and our food, our language, and building it into something new.
And what do you hope people take away from your performance of The Late Homecomer?
I really hope that folks who are not Hmong can come see it and get a glimpse of what our culture is and find themselves in it as well, because this is not just a Hmong story, it's a really human story. And I hope that when Hmong folks come see it, they see themselves in this story and they claim their stage. They become the writer that they want to be or the DJ that they always dreamed of. I really believe that that's the core message.
That sounds like a beautiful gift to your community.
Thanks. Thank you.
That was Jasmine Vang. She'll be performing at the Rogue Festival in Fresno in March. And that is the California Report for Friday, February 23rd. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Danny Bringer, Brendan Willard, and Catherine Monahan. Our producers are Billy Cruz and Keith Mizuguchi. Our senior editor is Angela Corral. Our vice president of news is Ethan Toven Lindsay. And our chief content officer is Holly Kernan. I'm Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, committed to a California where all low-income workers have the power to advance economically. Learn more at irvine.org. Stanford Medicine, comprising its School of Medicine and adult and children's health systems, working together to advance knowledge and improve lives. StanfordMedicine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a cleaner, healthier, more secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.